This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. Good morning, Julie. How are you today?
Oh, good morning, Laurie. I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good. I'd like to thank everybody again for listening to us. Please, thank you, and all those good things. We are recording a simple show today. We hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving and you enjoy the rest of this holiday weekend. And we are taking some time off ourselves, so we have a pre-taped show, which is different than we usually do. We're going to do some questions and let you know what we're thinking and move on from there. So everyone, please have a great weekend, the rest of the weekend. And again, hope everything went well for your holiday. So Jewel, what do we have up first?
Well, I've got a good question for you. And I feel like I know, kind of have an idea what you're going to say when I ask you one of these random questions, because I know you pretty well. But this time, I don't know. So here we go. Here's the question. What is something you know that you do differently than most people? Have I stumped you?
Wait a minute. What do you mean by I know? Say that again. What is something I know?
What is something
I do
that
differently?
You know, that you do differently than other people do. Like, you know, maybe it's the way you drive or the way you read, or I don't know. I'm just pulling things out of the air. I can answer first if you want. You might
agree. Yeah, go ahead. I have a million things I could probably say, but go ahead.
I don't feel like I have a million, and that's probably just showing a lack of self-awareness, because I'm kind of a pod person, I guess. Other people would probably say, oh, please, you do 1,000 things different than we do. But I believe that I think differently than most people. I'm not saying my thought process is better, but I know it's different. I know it is. The way I process information and the way I approach things, people will sometimes be confused by. And I did have somebody recently say to me, wow, nobody thinks of things like you do. And we were laughing. And I'm like, you know what? That's true. My brain it's on its own wavelength. It for sure is on its own wavelength. So that was the first thing I thought of when I saw that question on our big list. Is that I think differently, and sometimes that's great, and sometimes it is not so great. That it can be an issue, but I'm aware of it. I'm aware of it. Have you noticed this about me? You know me. You've known me a long time.
No, not. I mean, to an extent, but
I don't think it's all that different. That's just my opinion. But that's because, listen, we all think we're different because it's the way we perceive ourselves versus how we perceive other people. So we're all going to think differently about that because of our own perception. That's my opinion. But yeah, I mean, yes, you do have a different outlook of things. But I love that about it. I love that about you is what I'm saying. So I think it's cool.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't think it's a bad thing.
It's a good thing.
I have to be aware of it because it does affect the way you communicate and the way you move forward with projects. And I just have to make sure that I'm making sense out there in the world. That's all. I have to make sense and not, I have, I guess, Julie logic. Just like I suppose you have Laurie logic, I have Julie logic.
Yep.
Yeah. So, okay, so let's, now it's your turn. Give us something that you know you do differently than most people.
I don't know that it's that different. That's what I'm struggling with than people. But probably people around me, people in my circle of friends, I'll use that as an example. Not in my own family, because I think we did, but I've got, my need for control around my house and, if I go by my chair and my chair isn't pushed in correctly, at my desk, or getting up and moving my stools in the kitchen at the island have to be pushed back and in space. I'm just a control freak like that. Like I have to do, if ever I was going to say I was in my room and I see my drawer is not closed, most people would just like say, screw it. I have to get up and get out of my comfy spot and push the drawer in, or if I did not do that, or if my shower curtain, I'm walking out the door and it's not the perfect. So, I don't want to say OCD because that's not a fair, I don't like to, I learned this from watching some commercials from, what's his name, Howie Mandel. And he's like, don't use it so like, oh, it's just your, so I'm not using that disrespectfully. I think I have some issues with that, but I just have to I just can't let something the way it is and think it, I'll get it later. I 9 out of 10 times I can't do that. I did do it Saturday morning. I did Saturday morning going out the door. I left my ironing board up instead of folding it and put it, collapsing it and putting it back. I didn't. And it drove me nuts. I even told somebody at the party I was at, I can't believe I left. I was telling Evie, Rafalco McNulty, and she's like, oh, I leave mine up. I said, I wish I could, but I don't have that kind of space to leave it permanently. I wish I had that because I think it's great where you don't have to take it down. Or I should buy one of those ones on the wall where you can just push it down and work with it. But I know that's not unusual for a lot of people, but within my sphere of they would just walk out and let it and not think anything of it, and I can't.
I can't.
The thinking part. Yeah, I can't do because I always think I want to come home when I get back and not have to worry about doing anything when I walk in the door or if I wake up in the morning. I don't want to have to do, I want it to be like I put it, it's just me. I like order. And I guess that's not the way of most people don't think. I'm sure there are plenty of people think like me, but I'm taught, that's why I preface this by saying within my sphere of people, for the most part, I'm a little more nutsy about that. That's one thing that I could say. I think like. Because, and again, that's the way I think and do things. It's just, that's just me. I, yeah. So that would be my immediate answer, Jewel. There are plenty more I could get into, which I won't, but that would be my immediate.
Well, I thought of another one, too, that this is maybe kind of funny, but people tell me that the way I do laundry is kind of bananas. So I guess that falls into the category of something I do differently than most people. I do, I'll tell you what how I separate everything. I separate light clothes from dark clothes, and then I have another category for, like, grays and peaches and pink and things that are not white or dark, right? There's a middle ground, light blue. I seem to have a lot of light blue stuff. That goes in that third pile. I do bedding completely separately. I do towels get their own load completely because my towels are all white. I like a white towel, and I like to bleach those white towels. So they're their own deal. I don't... And I do underwear separately, completely. That gets its own load, too. Like, that's not mixing and mingling with anything else. So, I don't know. Is that strange? Is that different than most people? People say, yes, that's absolutely.
I'm sure that's
awesome.
That's a little of what we were talking about. It's, yeah, organization and how you like to do things. And, you know, I know people who wash things as soon as they get them, they won't wear them right when they bring them home, and I never, ever. Oh, I never do that.
Their body before you. Oh,
no, I never, ever think of that, nor do I care about that. If I don't have the time. I do not have the time to worry about that. So I don't. So I pick and choose my, nope, no interest. Don't care. Just do it. Because I figure, what about the stuff I try on and I don't like and get rid of? So, no, I don't care about that. That's
you're clean.
Over the top for me. I know, but I just don't care about that. I've never been someone who did that, never. And that's what I'm saying. There's people, and we all have our own, this goes back to, we're all quirky in our own ways, and our own ways we won't do things or won't have. You know, I drink black coffee and can't stand the thoughts of anyone putting anything in it or around it or near it. Even though I admit the cream in your coffee always looks good and soothing, I'm like, ugh. That being said, a latte for me, I love because I love the shot of espresso and I love that. But I don't like sweet. Now with an espresso, but that's why I like a latte because you get the jolt of that, and I need some cream to counterbalance the espresso, the shot of that, but I drink it black. But that, when someone says you want, I'm like, oh, God, no, black. So, you know, we all are creatures of who we are, so that's, and again, we can say by that question, well, it may not be what the general population thinks, but based, and that's why I said, around my sphere of people who I'm with all the time, I'm a little crazy with stuff like that. Yes. And the other thing is, I'll talk about things that some people may not ever want to say. I just think the older you get a little more honest with what's going on, and I'll discuss things with people and not worry about it. God, I remember when I was young, I would never even think about saying certain things, and especially in front of a man or just what. And now I could care, like, it just, I mean, just things that are normal. I just say things and I don't care who it is, who I'm talking to. Yeah. It's okay. So, yeah, I think.
I was like that when I was younger. I would say anything. I had a lot of confidence and moxie. And then as I got older, I seem more cautious in what I say, which is weird. So I'm doing the opposite. But I like that you're outspoken. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, outspoken, but not even outspoken. I mean, I've always had... That's my line. Somebody said, Sean's judge that he clerked for this summer when he met me at the wedding, he said to Sean, I love your mother. She's got spunk. And I said, well, I'd rather him say she's got moxie, because that's my favorite. I love that word, and I love that
moxie
that whole
is a good
being.
Word.
It is. And I love to be that way, but I'm talking about things I say about things without getting into it, like that I would just bring up and not worry about saying it. And years ago, I would think, oh, my God, I would never talk about that. And just like the way kids are free, I just think it's the time. People are freer to discuss the reality of who we are as women versus a man, and we're able to, you know, be honest about it. And I think that that's a good thing all the way around. It is good that that kids are freer to talk and be honest and open, and that's what we are. So that's it. So that's taking us to our first segment, Jewel. So we are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show. I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And Julie Immel is with us here today, and she is the producer of this fine show. And Julie is the owner of a wonderful business called Julie D. Immel Communications. And I know firsthand the remarkable work she does. And Julie, tell them what you can do for them, too.
Thank you for the kind words, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit my website at juliediemel.com.
Jewel, tell us a little bit. You were talking about, we talked earlier today off air, and you came across this cool article. Tell everybody about it and what we're going to discuss afterwards.
Yeah, it caught my eye because it's about boredom and the benefits of boredom. And just when I saw that headline, I thought, I cannot remember the last time I was bored. I'm never bored. And so I thought, well, why are they saying it's good? to feel that way. And so this is coming from an area that a Harvard professor named Arthur C. Brooks has studied and written about. And it's very interesting. Here's a quote from the article, and we'll post this on our Facebook page so that people want to read the whole thing. And there's a YouTube video that he made too. And it says, "You need to be bored. You will have less meaning and you will be more depressed if you are never bored." Well, that really that hit me like a ton of bricks, because I am never bored. That's like, oh my goodness. But then he goes on, "But like so many things, embracing boredom is easier said than done. Brooks cited a study in which the majority of participants preferred to zap themselves with a painful electric shock rather than sit in silence with nothing to do." Well, I know. So it got me to thinking, okay, as an adult, I really, right now at this point in my life, I am going from the time I open my eyes until I just kind of collapse at the end of the day and pass out a sound asleep. I don't have time to be bored, I think, but you know, I think the only time I'm ever bored as an adult has been maybe years ago, sitting in meetings. That could have been an email where someone's droning on and on endlessly and going off topic, and you're just like, oh my, that would make me crazy bored. But as a kid, I would sometimes get bored in school, not often. But once in a while, if it was a subject matter I wasn't terribly interested in, or if it was something I kind of already knew how to do, you know, I might get bored there, but it'd be brief and fleeting. I just feel like I'm somebody who can find something to do no matter what. So if I have time off that I'm not working or doing something, you know, productive, then I can think of 1,000 things I want to fill the time with. I want to read. I want to bake cookies. I want to write a story. I want to redo my closet. I'm on and on. I'm just never bored. I don't know if that means I'm a candidate for depression. I hope not. But I think what his point is, that we are so uncomfortable as a society being bored, that what we're doing now is, as soon as we're faced with a situation where everything's calm and quiet, we feel uncomfortable, and so we start grabbing our phones and we're looking at social media, and then we start with the doom scrolling, and that's where it gets to be mentally unhealthy. He's saying if we sit quietly with our thoughts, it's going to cause us to be more creative, ask us questions about our greater purpose in life, and what's the meaning of life, and what should I be doing? And it just kind of builds into, it's a more nurturing, enriching thought process than if you're just looking for constant entertainment and busying your brain. So I thought that was all really interesting. And then I thought, okay, I'm never bored. What about my friend Laurie Cadden? I bet Laurie is also never bored, but I'm not sure. So I'm wondering,
I'm
never bored?
I can't remember being bored, but I will tell you that I don't do well. Like I say to you all the time, I want to start doing movies, or I want to read more, or I want to do this more. I think I want to do it, but once I start doing something, I get in so long, and then I start getting, not bored, but start thinking my mind wanders into something else. So I think, oh God, I don't know. Even watching a movie at home, sometimes I think, I don't know if I have the attention span right now to do that. So that's where I go. That being said, I can be with myself in the quiet with nothing to do for periods of time, because I like that reflective think about doing, you know, I do breathing exercises every morning when I wake up. And I've been doing that now for a couple months, and I do my prayers, and I do that at night. So those kind of things help me stay in the moment without pulling, without having a television on or my phone in my hand. I don't do any of that. I stay with myself. I'm also someone who looks around and is very thoughtful of what's mm-hmm. around me and experiencing what I have and what I see and looking at things that maybe the average Joe doesn't, which kind of goes back to the first question we just did. I guess I could say that I'm always in a sense of wonder, of like, wonder what that is. I wonder why this is. What? How do you think that happened? What? How does that work here? Why do you think they do that? I think like that. My mind goes in those directions. You know, why do we think the trees are staying? You know, it's the end of November and at this point it is, and when we're taping this, it's earlier. Like, why do the trees stay, the light leaves stay longer? Why do they not do this? Why is this? Why were there so many acorns this year? I think like that. I'm very thoughtful in that respect. So I don't think I get bored easily, but I do find myself when I say I'm going to commit to doing something that might be a 2-hour situation, am I going to be able to do that and stay in the moment without drifting? Because usually it's an hour that you can give somebody that they'll pay attention for within that time frame. So a movie's a little bit longer, and I really need to start doing it more, but I always go back to, oh my God, what am I going to be able to sit? And that's crazy. So I do agree that the time you need to be alone with yourself is really good without picking up the phone. I'm not someone who, if I wake up in the middle of the night, needs to pick up my phone or turn on the I hate television on. I need quiet to fall asleep. So I don't like any of that distraction. I don't need distraction to fall asleep. And I don't need distraction around me all the time, where a lot of people need that. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, maybe that's a sign of people who don't want to feel bored. I don't know. I just don't. I don't need to do that. I can be within myself. And it might be, Julie, for me, because I love people and I'm a people person, and I get tons and tons of energy from other people. Some people are energy stealers for me too, but very few of those people exist. I get tons of energy from interacting and talking with people. So therefore, I never feel bored, because if I do say, I'll call my friends or call people and talk, and I don't care if it's late or early in the morning, I just do that. But I think there's a point where you need to be with yourself too, and I'm able to do that too. I think I have a decent balance of that. But boredom, no, I really feel, rarely feel bored.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm just never bored. And the reason I feel like I'm never bored is just because I have a lot of interest. I'm not glued to social media or my phone in any way. In fact, yesterday I was so involved in what I was working on, I put my phone in the other room to charge, and the whole afternoon went by. I totally forgot about it. It wasn't anywhere near me. I was doing my project that I wanted to do, and that was it. And you know what? The world didn't end. But that's not unusual for me, like on an off time. Not when clients might be looking for me, but, you know, on a weekend or at night, or in the wee hours of the morning when we get up anymore. I am a little concerned about this move schedule getting me up at 4:30, because I can't go too much earlier. I'm not going to make it. But at that time of day, no, not looking at my phone, don't care. And I love to start the day just with a cup of coffee and just sit and just be quiet. Just, you know, or maybe I talk to Moo. I do talk to my cat, and he talks back, so it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not weird because he answers. And I think having pets, I will say this, I think having pets is one of the reasons that I have never felt super bored with life, because I find them to be extremely interesting, entertaining, and I learn a lot from my pets. If you pay attention to them and you interact with them regularly, it's just like learning from another person out there, like, they'll teach you things. Like, they teach you to be adaptable and flexible and to roll with the punches and to take each day as it comes, you know? So, I don't know. I do see his point that there are benefits to mental downtime, and I take that seriously. But mm-hmm. I do think there's also a lot to be interested in. And like you, you and I think we both love to look out the window and see what's going on outside and look at the birds and look at the squirrels and, you know, see what kind of activity is going on the street. I really love that. I love looking out, seeing who's yeah. out, who's walking around, who's, you know.
Yeah, and what else is out there, too.
I call it curious.
Yes, very curious. Sense of it's good to have a, and I say that it's good to have a sense of wonder. And I think that's one thing that I've always had. My mother was like that, so I think we look at it that way. And the things that are around us, being aware. I guess you know what, Julie. The bottom line is it boils down to being aware of your surroundings and paying attention instead of being so busy and hurried in life. And I'm going to tell you what one of the things that has changed for me is since I hurt my knee all those years ago, okay, mm-hmm. and I have especially my right knee because I tore my meniscus, self-diagnosed, and I think, and I never had it fixed, and then, of course, arthritis. So I have, my knees are not the world's greatest. That being said, the weight loss has helped tremendously. But I go slower down steps. And in a walking, and I'm very aware of what's around me. Like I just don't dart and rush out, and I try to be very, very thoughtful about where I'm going next, stepwise and walking in general. I don't let it
That's
consume
good.
Me to not look around. But the point I'm getting at is I'm a little more thoughtful that way because I have to be. But that has helped me. As much as it's a, you think, oh God, I wish it didn't happen. It has helped me slow down a little more, doing things I do, and being a little more careful there, because I have to be, and therefore that slows up the process for me. And I'm kind of grateful for that now because I think
yeah,
that
it's good.
That helps in ways. So again, that's just another thing when you take it a little slower. And you don't have to rush, fly. And there are plenty of days I'm flying from here, there, and everywhere. But getting into my car and from my house to my car and getting out of it, I do try to be very careful because I have to. But I think that has helped a little bit. Do you get me there? Do you know what I mean?
I do. Totally.
It works.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And therefore, it takes everything a little. It gives you time to digest these things. So anyway, okay, we're going to take another quick break, and we will be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Caden Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business, and with me is the lovely Julie D'Amel, who produces this show. And Julie is the owner of Julie D'Amel Communications. Jewel, what can you do for them?
Thanks so much, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or a nonprofit, visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Thanks, Jewel. And we're in the question asking mode, so Julie's in charge. Mm-hmm. Jewel, oh, what do you got next for us?
I know. I'm rich with power because I
she does because Lynn used to do the same thing. She would never tell me what she was going to ask me or take these funky quizzes. Remember I told you she would just say, okay, let's do a quiz. And I would never know what it was going to be on or what it was. And she would put me on the spot and I would be that on the spot gal. So anyway, you're taking over in that realm with the question asking. So go ahead.
I am honored to take this on, and I'm really happy that you are so comfortable with just rolling with the punches and you're quick on your feet. Thank goodness, or this would not work. So here's your question.
Wait a minute, Julie. What? Contrary to what we just talked about. Quick on my feet. Contrary to.
You are.
There we go.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, well, see what I mean? Yeah. No, I know what you mean. I'm teasing. Go ahead.
Man. Okay. Yeah, it took me a minute, but I got it, and it was fun.
I got it.
Okay. What is your greatest challenge? And don't say your producer with these questions. What's your greatest
challenge? My greatest challenge has been weight. Weight.
Right?
Yeah. Always been little, you know, the fuller gal. The just had a little more bulk to me. I think we talked about one of this before, is that I have a picture that Annette Blasi sent me of our brownies going to camp at Camp Laurel. Hats off to thee, to the, never mind. Anyway, I know every word to the song we sang, and we took a bus, and I would never stay overnight camp because I would be afraid of spiders and all that stuff. So, and there was enough that I saw spiders during the day at camp. So I would go to day camp, and my girlfriends and I are all sitting on benches, like bleacher benches, and our picture was taken, and I'm in the front row with two of my best friends, Linda Chuccio Fazula and Ruth Krockenberg Bernicki. And we're sitting together, and I'm, you know, adorable in my cute little shape and the same as the girls. But if you looked at our thighs on the bench, my thighs were fuller than my two of my best friends. And it just was how I was built. Through my body and my shoulders and my arms and my cute face and everything. It was adorable. But looking at that picture, I could see that I was just built a little bit bigger. Not ridiculously so, but if you really compared it. And so I just have struggled, and I don't want to say struggle. That's not the right word, because I never struggled with it. I just went with weight and did whatever I had to do and made the best of it regardless of what. But it was always been something from dieting and having babies and gaining, losing 55 pounds
years ago before I got pregnant with Tommy, and then gaining 53 pounds with him. And then with Sean, I was already about 40 pounds or so overweight, and I only gained 13 pounds with Sean. So as soon as I had him, that extra baby weight was gone, but your body changes. And so, you know, I've struggled diet after diet after craziness after and trying to figure out what I should do, what I shouldn't do, deprivation, and I not eat this and not eat that. And I just wanted to, you know, fit in to my own sense of where I should be and not some scale. And like I just did now, Julie, I just lost 80 pounds doing I do Zepbound. And doing that, I still put in what I weigh today and my height, and they still consider my weight to be, seriously, they would consider that obese. And then Donna Barbetti told me that's not based on your BMI, which is ridiculous. And then Donna told me how they calculate it. And I'm like, so I said to everyone, I would like to lose 20 more pounds. And so most doctors or whomever would probably end up saying, oh, you still need to lose more because you're this. And I don't care, because I don't care anymore. I don't worry about them telling me if they would now, because I think a lot of things have changed. You shouldn't weigh this. You shouldn't weigh that. You need to wait. They don't do that as much. But if they did, that's it. Look, I've just been through it. I know. I'm not doing it. I'm happy with where I'm at. I look good, and I'm staying there. And so I think it's because I have more of a different frame and bulkier ways that you're going to weigh a little more. And both of my boys are the same way. They have bulk to them in both of our families. So I think that just is how it is. It's how you're built. It's how you can't change everything. And so my whole life has been that. Weight being made an issue. And so when it becomes an issue, when you make it an issue, it becomes an issue. And so that's always been my greatest challenge and struggle, has been my own weight and dealing with whether I should or shouldn't, and how. And when you look back, I think, oh my God, I wasn't heavy at all when I thought I was, but based on other people and my friends, I was always bulkier than they were, in good shape. So I had, but I still was bulkier. And I guess there was always that comparison. So that's long answer. That's what my challenge has been. And I think it will be the rest of my life. So you just got to keep moving. Challenge.
You're overcoming.
I am.
Right,
I'm well. Let's put it this way. I'm working on it, head first, and I'm, you know, doing the best I can. But I know it is what it is, and I've got to. And I having the help that I've had to do it, because I just couldn't, no matter what I did and how I did it. And so now it's a different story. So I'm. Hopefully everything works the way I need it to, and we'll keep moving, Jewel. But yeah, that's been my biggest challenge. How about yours?
Well, it's hard for it. When I first saw this question and decided to pick it, I thought, oh my goodness, I could choose from so many things. Because as you know, I am very self-reflective. I think I do have a high sense of self-awareness. And so what comes with that is knowing what your strengths are, but also knowing what you need to improve. And so I really think right now my greatest challenge is probably overthinking, that tendency I have to want to try to predict every possible outcome from every possible action, and just getting lost in my head to the point where I could totally paralyze myself and do nothing, because I have thought about it and thought about it and thought about it just ad nauseum. That's a tendency I have. And I know this about myself. So I am, like, you're working on your challenge, your greatest challenge. I am working on this because I catch myself doing it. I'll be like, all right, you can't predict the future. You don't know what's going to, like, make a sensible decision and just move on, you know? the overthinking. I'm sure you've seen me do this.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. He says. Without hesitation.
Yes.
You.
Well.
It's not true, a bad though, thing. And I don't. It can be if it gets to the point where you need to take an action, but you're not doing it because you have mentally paralyzed yourself.
That's totally, yeah,
right?
That's another story.
Now, I don't see that with everything, certainly, but there are times when if it's a big decision, you know, that I will maybe think about it more than I need to. Then there's other times that people are like, wow, you bought a car in 30 minutes. Did you even think about it? I did. I did my research. You know, so it's not like it's crippling and I don't do anything. I do things, but I do sometimes get in that loop. And if it's something I'm struggling with, I will think myself to death. And that's a challenge. Yeah. Yeah. I admire people who can be spontaneous and just, you know, quick, make a decision, do it, tra-la-la. I am not wired that way. I'll never be that way. I can stop the overthinking that, you know, like gets crazy. But I'm probably just never just going to be a person who's like, oh, well, I think I'll do this. And then just, you know, just do it. I'm not impetuous.
Well, but that's okay. I mean, we're all different people. That's the beauty of who we are. But the point is, you're still doing it, and you're still the best thing. Nothing changes until it becomes what it is. Nothing changes till it becomes what it is. So if you don't name it, own it, and say this is what it is, I need to do this, then you don't. Nothing changes. You have
right.
to. You have to say, like you just did, you said, well, this is what it is. And I think that's the beauty of these questions. Much like I told you, I just bought these games that are questions that I'm going to do at the holidays with my family, because they're really, you can't hide from them. It's the question. You got to answer it.
Right.
So,
right.
you know, you get to know that. But you can't, sometimes talking about it and claiming it just makes it then become a reality, and then if you want it to change, you'll make those changes. But you have to admit
right.
that that's what it is first to do it. But it's hard, you know. It's also, there's also some of these things that are just part of who we are. We're, you know, it's our personality. It's what makes us lovable or likable, or you can't stand them. You know what I mean? All of those
right.
things play into
yes.
it. And that,
yes.
when I said yes to you immediately, is because it's just because I know you so well, and I know what
you
do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
You know what I do. I'm a
right,
classic.
But they're not terrible things. Yeah.
No. It was just funny because, you know me. I can't. I can hide nothing from you. You know what's
no.
wrong with me before I do. All the time.
Well,
you do.
The thing
you
is,
do. You
know. Yeah, but you know what, Julie, again, we have to go back to, we do what we do, it's who we are, and we, you know, if you're a good person and everything else just comes into play. So it all works out. But again, if that's something you like, that it starts getting in your way with things, then you got to make
yes.
the change. It's just like anything else. You have to stop letting that get free rent in your head, you know?
That's
just
knowing is half the battle. Identifying
that's
state
right.
and saying, yep, you have to catch yourself. So that's what we're doing. You're going to keep working on your challenge, and I'm going to keep working on mine.
Yes, and that's part of the beauty of talking about it on a talk show like this, is that people hear this. And sometimes, just like you read that article, sometimes hearing someone say something or that they have the same fears and the same challenges and the same, you know, hopefully the same thing,
then you do that and you face it head on and make the change. So let's hope they do. In the meantime, we're going to leave you for this on this holiday weekend. Again, I hope you had a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. We will see you next week. And thanks, everyone, for listening. So be safe and please be nice. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.